Can you feel it, Sleuths? The days are getting warmer and spring has officially sprung, which means spring break is here. Which, for the older folk, that basically means people are going outside, they're staying outside, and they are staying out way longer. But the thing is, who wants to deal with those post-party struggles? I know I don't. I mean, I quite literally and physically can't at this stage in my life. And that's where my spring break essential comes in, which is Taste Salud. Say goodbye to the Sunday scaries with Taste Salud's hydrating drink mixes. Listen, I started my spring break a little bit early last weekend when my best friend Allie came to town. And we had a night or two on the town, and how I felt, honestly, come Monday morning was better than any spring break party you can imagine. And that is a rare occurrence for me and has only started happening since I've started drinking Taste Salud religiously. Because unlike those big name brands we all know, Salud knocks it out of the park with their one-of-a-kind flavors. I'm drinking one right now. And no, it's not because I plan on drinking any kind of alcohol, but just because I'm trying to get hydrated and energized. I'm obviously drinking the horchata flavor, but you get to enjoy flavors like cucumber lime, hibiscus, and they even have mocktails now. Say hello to Paloma and strawberry margarita. Filled with electrolytes and vitamins that support hydration and boost immunity with less sugar. I'm talking only 1 gram of sugar per stick. This is exactly what you need to get your Sunday fun day going, regardless of what the rest of the day entails. And here's the best part. They're sharing the love with all of my listeners. Enjoy 10% off your first purchase with the code SOFIA10 at checkout. That's SOFIA and the number 10 at TasteSalud.com. Cheers to health this spring break season with Taste Salud. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sophia with an F. Before we jump into the episode, because I have kind of the most special guest I've ever had on since the inception of the show, subscribe, rate, review, and more importantly, share the episode with your friends. And more importantly, Paliza, P-U-L-E-E-Z-A-H, Paliza, repost this episode to your story. I'm going to be stalking all y'all. Okay. Without further ado, I am joined by my own flesh and blood, my brother, Lucas Franklin. Hi, Lucas.
The one and only.
The one and only Lucas. So, Lucas, this is your first time ever coming on the show.
I know. I'm glad to be here.
Great. It was a real hike from where you sleep at night to get to the studio, right?
Longest one of the day.
Guys, my studio is currently in my mom's basement and Lucas and I live upstairs. So we literally just had to walk down the stairs. But Lucas, let's give people like a little bit of an intro. So you are how old?
I am just turned 18 in August.
Ooh, you shouldn't have. Anytime I've ever posted something with you, I have made it very clear that you were 17. Now when I post shit with you and I say that you're 18, do you have more bitches sliding through?
I honestly don't fucking get any.
Bullshit! He's fucking lying! Guys, okay, hold on. Before we get into bitches sliding into your DMs that are like sleuths or my listeners or whatever, let's back up. So Lucas, you're 18. We have always been really, really close growing up. We are 11 years apart. That's a huge age gap. Sometimes I feel like your sister, I mean, now that you're older, I feel way more like your sister, but
I was really split between feeling like your sister and your mom.
Yeah, definitely.
I feel like we're still super close, though.
Yeah, definitely. I think way closer than most siblings are, honestly.
Yeah, I feel like we tell each other, well, everyone's about to find out. There's nothing off limits. Like, we tell each other anything and everything. But let me just tell you a little something, Lucas. When I found out mom was pregnant with you, so what, I was 11 or 12, I was fucking furious.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Furious. I was like, abort mission now. Just kidding. I had no idea what an abortion was back then. Because I was an only child until I was that age.
Right.
So I was like, why the fuck is there another human being coming to like steal the show from me?
Yeah. So sure was devastating.
Dude, it was devastating. And then let me just give you a little more info. When you were born, I don't know who thought it was okay at that fucking hospital at that moment to bring me into the operating room within seconds of you coming out of mom's vagina.
Wow.
Dude, I walked in and mom was like spread eagle, vagina out, blood everywhere, whatever comes out when you have a baby. Like, they had me walk in on that and I was horrified. And then you were fucked up. Remember, your head was fucked up.
What?
Lucas, remember, dude, you had like a horn and everyone was freaking out. Everyone at the hospital was freaking the fuck out because mom broke her pelvic bone and her pelvic bone was like pushing on your forehead when you were coming out. And so you came out with like this fucking unicorn horn, like rhinoceros horn.
Oh, like a goosebump or some shit?
Dude, it was more than a goosebump. And I remember mom was freaking out and we thought it was just like you were born with like a horn. It was Jesus Christ. You put me through a lot, Lucas. I can only imagine what I put you through, though. I kind of want to talk serious for 1 minute because I think this is important. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Ready to get deep in your feels?
I'm ready.
It's not going to be that deep.
Okay.
But so I grew up without a dad, right?
Right.
My biological dad was like out of the picture. And then when I was 6 years old, my mom married someone and he adopted me.
Right.
Your dad, Mark.
Of course.
I consider him my dad. Do you know why he adopted me? Mom pushed for it so fucking hard. Do you know why?
Why?
Because she wanted us to have the same last name.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow.
You didn't know that?
I didn't. She's never said that to me.
Really?
That's fucked up. I literally had an epiphany. I didn't even know that you were my half sibling for like the longest time.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know until I was like 15.
Shut the fuck up.
Well, I knew, but like I didn't like.
You didn't like.
Grasp it.
Right.
Regardless, like, who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck? It doesn't feel that way. Like, you're my brother, bottom line. But it's just so weird, the conversations that people, like, dive into. Because then they'll be like, where are you from? And I'll say, oh, my dad's from New Zealand.
Right.
And they'll say, oh, really? Like, tell us more about that. And then they'll be like, so you've never been to New Zealand? Like, you have nothing to do with it? And then I have to be like, well, my biological father is from Spain. And then they go, your dad is not your dad. And it's like, what? Yes, he fucking is.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like once you like build that bond with someone, it doesn't even matter like what label you put on it.
No. Honestly. I just fucking hate the, oh, so you have different dads then. Or, oh, you know, you guys look different.
Has anyone ever asked you, like, how it works? Like, I got that question once and I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
How it works?
Sophia's my half-sister. Oh, like, so how does that work?
What the what? It works the same way a brother and sister would?
I have a bunch, actually.
You do?
Yeah, I have three brothers. Three stepbrothers.
Are they technically mine, too?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They are, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Well, I mean, now that you're talking about step-siblings, I have half-brother-sister siblings. You know that, right?
Oh.
My biological dad in Spain has kids.
Wait, really?
How insane is that?
Do you still talk to him at all?
No.
No?
No. By the way, guys, my biological dad, I don't know how much I've, like, dove into it, but met him twice. He never talked to me again. That was it.
Wow. That's wild.
Is that daddy issues?
Maybe.
Is that the reason I'm the way I am?
There's probably a lot of reasons.
No, but that's wild. Like, I have half brothers or sisters running around.
Right.
Should we roll up?
Should we
go to Spain and look at him?
Joaquin.
Joaquin. What's his last name?
Ibanez.
Dude, I tried looking him up on Facebook one time. Do you know how many Joaquin Ibanez people there are in the world?
Oh, I'm sure there's so
fucking
many.
Fucking millions. I could not fucking find him. I mean, if I really wanted to reach out, I could talk to him, but like, I don't really want to. I just wanted to like look at pics of him.
Right. I feel like he would reach out to you now that you're like
famous.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not famous.
I'm sure I'll hear about you eventually. And be like, okay, I want a piece of that.
He's in fucking Spain.
That's true.
And if he tried to talk to me because I have a fucking podcast, I would block his number. Yeah. Bye. Can we please plan a trip to Spain?
Oh my God,
and
yes.
Go to Pamplona, where he lives. Figure out where he lives. Roll up. I just want to like see, like, do they look like me?
Maybe you can roll by in like a little like a ski mask.
Drive like, by.
Where the fuck is Joaquin?
I didn't meet Joaquin, my biological dad, till I was 13, 14.
Uh-huh.
And we had dinner, me, him, mom. And he was like doing shit that I do.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh my
mannerism,
gosh.
Certain things he was doing. It was fucking a mind fuck.
I know people always get like upset about them turning into their parents, but like you and mom... You're kind of the fucking same person. You guys have the same morals, kind of. Like, you're both very polite.
Wait, actually, that's true.
Yeah, and you're both, like, classy and, mm-hmm. like, obviously gorgeous. Like, come on.
Thank you. So are you, though.
Thank you.
You got that from mom and dad.
Yeah, dad not so much, probably.
Well, look in the mirror. Do you look more like mom or dad?
What do you think?
Fuck.
I want to say dad, kind of.
Really?
But maybe that's just like me wanting to say that.
Because you love him.
Yeah,
I'm
a daddy's boy.
You are a daddy's boy.
Yeah. But like now I'm kind of like a mommy's boy.
It changed. It flipped.
Yeah. Because like mom, I feel like you can't really share like emotions with guys like as well. As I'm getting older and like going through all this shit.
Uh-huh.
I mean, not all this shit. The shit.
Uh-huh.
That everyone goes through. I find it hard to like really open up to my dad.
Right.
Yeah. And it's not even like I fucking... Like, he couldn't do anything to, like, change that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just almost like a psychological thing.
Is it just being a man?
Yeah.
Or is it the culture, though?
Yeah.
Because, mom, we grew up in a culture where, from the get-go, we talk about everything.
Oh, my God. Everything.
Nothing is off limits.
I love our family so much.
So much.
Yeah.
Do you have more fun on mom's side or dad's side?
Dad's side is fun just because there's, like, a lot of little kids. And I, like, haven't had experience with that.
Like, little kids?
8 and, like, 10.
That's
like,
so cute.
Yeah.
You're going to be such a good dad.
Oh, thank you. But mom's side is, of course, like, one of a kind.
One of a kind.
It's always interesting. Some shit, I swear to God, always is going down.
Christmas Eve, whole family gets together, an aunt is flashing their vagina to my boyfriend.
Oh my.
The other aunt is on fucking painkillers, sweating, drinking so much.
Holy shit.
Grandma and grandpa are LDS Mormon, so they don't want to see that shit. The uncles are constantly fighting. But so much fun.
Nice to watch from afar.
It is.
Yeah.
But like, I don't mind it. I have fun in that. I love we just talk shit on our family for, you know, the last 5 minutes. And what I'm going to say is I wouldn't have it any other way and I love them.
Yeah, I love them too.
They're the best.
They're amazing.
All right. That was a little too deep. Let's get into some actual funny, crazy, not feeling-y shit. Reality TV has hit a new high on Hulu. From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel, the all-new Hulu original series High Hopes is finally here for your viewing pleasure. High Hopes follows two budding entrepreneur brothers and their hilarious, half-baked,
literally, employees at one of the fastest growing cannabis dispensaries in Hollywood. This workplace comedy showcases the highs and even more highs of the competitive marijuana industry. You will absolutely fall in love with the quirky characters as they pursue career aspirations, love, and fame, all under a slightly hazy cloud. If you know, you know. All episodes of the new reality series, High Hopes, are now streaming only on Hulu. This is absolutely a show I'm getting behind. Apartments.com believes having a gym in your building does way more than just get you in shape. It turns your entire life around and is a great place to scope out the hot guy that lives in your building. And by guy, I mean guys. Having a gym in your building makes it 10 times more likely that you actually end up, show up, and work out. I mean, it's 5 floors down or whatever it is. And you'll be saving money on a gym membership that you'll go to probably half as much. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live is easy. Apartments.com hosts more rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. Or a treadmill, for that matter. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit Apartments.com, the place to find a place. Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers now, playing only in theaters. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com.
What is it like being my younger brother, just in the sense of, like, you know, what I do for a living and, like, have a very explicit life?
I think it was a little, I feel like it was weirder for everyone else, honestly.
Really?
Like, I feel like mom and, like, grandma and grandpa took it, like, way deeper. For me, it was just like, fuck, like, I always knew Sophia was going to be, like, successful.
Oh, wait, I fucking love that. See, everyone? We knew it was destined to happen, but yeah, so it was difficult. I remember for the family, do your friends ever say, like, oh damn, like, Lucas's sister, she's a slut, or like, your sister's a slut, bro?
No, not at all.
No?
It's more just like, damn, bro, like, your sister's hot as fuck.
Were any of your friends ever not allowed to hang out with you because they, like, knew about my shit, or no?
No, I think I was too old when, like, you started doing this shit. Swear, like, didn't really matter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be allowed to hang out for other reasons? Like, we weren't LDS?
It was, like, that was, like, the biggest one. I wasn't Mormon. I was kind of, like, a fucking outcast growing up.
Wait, right?
Yeah, definitely.
You weren't invited to certain parties and
shit? Yes, all the time.
Did that, like, affect you or not really?
Oh, fuck yeah, it did.
Really?
Absolutely. Because I was like, unlike you, I was a fucking, like, nerd. I was like some little chubby ass fat kid.
Stop. You were not. You were just, you just had like a little, you were maybe just a little more curvaceous, chunky. I honestly don't fucking remember. But whatever. That, I didn't have to deal with like the Mormon LDS outcast shit as much because I went to a private Catholic school.
That's true. Yeah.
My whole life.
Right.
So you probably had to deal with it way more.
Mine was like the fucking capital of Mormons, my high school.
Dude, how do you think that influenced you? It just made you feel kind of...
I was just like an outcast. I had like a select few friends. Like, none of my friends growing up were Mormon. Like, I could, I had to be friends with, like, the fucking Protestants. Like, fuck, I don't know.
Whatever else there was left. That's really sad, kind of funny, but mostly sad. Guys, if you're LDS and Mormon, it's called inclusivity. I think that's a Utah culture Mormon thing, though, too. But we're not talking about that. Let's move on. So you're going to college right now.
Yeah, so I'm going to the U. Mm-hmm. I'm just about to finish my first semester of college.
Did you join a frat?
I did not. Oh, let me tell you a little something about the frats here in Utah. Bunch of goddamn white guys drinking a lot of goddamn Bud Light and talking just like the stereotypes.
Okay, hold on. Lucas, like, no, you did rush for one and then you decided not to join it, right?
I lasted like 15 minutes. The rush is like 2 hours. I just, not me.
You walked out?
Oh yeah, I walked out.
Wait, Lucas, what's the story of how they had you fill out that sheet of paper?
Oh.
How you filled it out.
The application?
Yeah, so start from beginning to end. Walk us through it.
So just like the basic stuff, your name, blah, 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 your like bullshit. And then it was like, it asked you like personality questions, like, what are you good at? Like, what do your friends like say about you? Like all this sort of shit.
Uh-huh.
And it was like, what's your GPA as well?
Oh, okay.
And like who the fuck, like who do they have like checking back there? They have like a chairman, like, I was like, I have a 4.0. I fucking like. I just transferred here, like, from Stanford. Like, I'm friends with, like, a bunch of the guys in Sigma Chi, and they, like, all talked about it after, and, like, apparently it was funny.
They thought it was funny that you were, like, bullshitting on the application?
Yeah, and I was like, I, like, tried to be, like, the, like, typical frat guy. They're like, what are some, like, your talents? And I was like, oh, like, I can, like, fucking chug, like, 3 beers in, like, 30 seconds. Like, I was just completely bullshitting.
Right. Okay, so you, like, put in the application. You, like, bullshitted the whole thing. And then they came up to you after class, right? And then what'd they say?
They were like, whoa, like, dude, everyone was talking about, like, your application, bro. Like, what? Like, what did you put on there? Like, they were all talking about, because I, like, apparently I said, like, I have, like, a big-ass dick.
They thought it was hilarious or they thought it was so inappropriate?
They loved it.
Oh, they loved it.
Yeah.
Okay. God damn. Well, for anyone, I guess, trying to get into a frat or a sorority, fucking bullshit on your application.
Bullshit.
Don't do that in real life. Don't do that if you're trying to get a job. Lucas, you know better than to do that if you're trying to get a real job, right?
Yes, okay. Of course.
Good. Lucas, you have just gotten so, I just can't believe like you're 18. And I think that what we should talk about is kind of your coming of age story with the ladies. Do you have a girlfriend right now?
No girlfriend right now.
Okay. Is there a girl that's going to be pissed that you just said that?
I hope not.
Let me just say this. You guys can't see him. You can just hear his voice. Lucas is a very, very, very attractive young man. I'm going to give him that. You're a very good looking kid.
Sure.
Okay. So, you guys, think about what I look like. Okay, think about what my brother would look like. Thank you. I'm still hotter, though.
Yeah.
There's like a contest.
I guess.
Hotter, funnier, smarter, upper echelon everything out of the two of us.
Okay.
But I have a few years on you. So every single time I post Lucas on my story or on any of my social media, girls go fucking wild.
Bullshit.
What do you mean bullshit, Lucas? I get all of these DMs. So do you. You've shown me. You're like, damn, look at this girl. She said this. Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
So why are you calling bullshit? Guys, this is a message that was sent to me and I want to read it out loud. And Lucas has no clue what it says, but I'm going to read it right now on air for you. This girl wrote in, please don't be repulsed, but I think Lucas is the cutest guy ever. He added me back on Snapchat, but I didn't Snapchat him. He deleted me by the end of the day. LMFAO, can you please hook a girl up? I'm 21 and I know he's a bit younger, but like, fuck it. Am I being weird? I swear this is not me trying to weasel my way to you. I seriously just want to hang out with him. I could see myself laughing for hours. Help. All right. Why did you delete her by the end of the day on Snapchat? Give us the rules. What are the Snapchat rules?
Okay, so I probably have like, I don't know, maybe like 20 like requests on Snapchat.
Okay.
To like be my friend like occasionally. Like, I'm not going to lie. If it's a dude, obviously I'm not adding him back.
So she didn't send you a pussy shot or a tit shot or an ass shot or a selfie like quick enough. So then you like deleted her. No, is that wait. What it is?
No, it's not even like that.
It's not it's like that? So you added her back on Snapchat, but she didn't Snapchat you. So then you just fucking got rid of her.
She didn't Snapchat me. And I bet you she had some like weird ass, like fucking basic shit on her story. And I'm ooh. Like, I ain't fucking with all of that. So why would I waste my time?
What would be considered basic ass shit on her story?
Like, I really don't care that like you went to like a fucking pizza place and got like a $6 slice and like with your dad or some shit. Like,
so every story that I've ever posted on my shit. Lucas, what do you want? So what? She needs to be showing her face or her body.
Bitches just need to be not so corny with it.
Okay.
Like, I understand if you're like an influencer, like you have to put that shit out.
Oh, gotcha.
But if like you're just like fucking some chick who goes to like high school, like I do not care. I do not give a fuck like what your day-to-day life is.
Dude, you're a little bit cutthroat and I like it. You have standards and you know what you want. I fucking love that. What kind of girls do you like?
That's a tough one. I love them all.
Okay, you love them all. I appreciate that. There's got to be a preference somewhere there.
Okay. I tend to go for brunettes.
Okay. That makes sense.
Honestly, probably because you and my mom are brunettes, yeah. Like weirdly.
No, I think that's like totally makes sense.
Yeah.
You know what? I think most men go for brunettes except athletes and country singers.
Yeah.
I
absolutely.
Swear to God.
Absolutely.
That's like a little theory I have. But anyways, that's like when you're older. So brunettes, you like them skinny, you like them curvy. What do you like?
It depends. They just got to rock it.
Okay.
Like, I don't fucking...
You don't care either way.
I do care to an extent.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I mean, it's just like preference. If they're like, just like the go in every aspect, but like there's something a little off with their body.
Okay.
Like, fuck it.
Fuck
it's fine.
It. Oh, wait. I love that. So it's just like their confidence,
right.
Really.
Yeah.
That's damn. Did you like talk to someone before you came into this interview? Like public relations? Because you're answering these very well. A little too well. I thought you were going to come on here and be like, the fat ass, and like, da-da-da-da-da, but you didn't. I'm really proud of you, Lucas.
I keep it modest.
See, for women listening, like, no. Like, men don't expect you to have a perfect fucking body, and no one has a perfect body. And you just heard it from Lucas. You heard it here first. Ladies, you can't be crusty, but he's not expecting perfection, and then you can slide on into his DMs, all right? I think that's fair to say.
Yeah.
I would say that. Men listening, yeah, I'm in a relationship, but like if you are not ugly and you have a lot of money, you can absolutely hit me up. Neither of us want crusty.
No crust.
Above average. And I think that that's fair. All right. So you have a really easy time with the women. Was it always like that? Were you always like the cool, like good looking, funny kid?
Absolutely not.
No?
Fuck no.
When did it happen?
I was a year younger than everyone in my grade. Cause like, I don't know.
Yeah, just mom
like,
put I had us the in August school birthday. Early.
Yeah. Yeah. So like, I feel like that put me at a disadvantage with the girls, honestly.
Oh.
But like, I've always been able to talk to them. Cause like, again, I was raised by like you and mom.
Right.
In like eighth grade and shit, like I would only have like girlfriends. Mm-hmm. Like I would never hang out with dudes.
I don't remember that, but that's fascinating.
Oh yeah.
So you didn't have a bunch of like bro friends. It was mostly girls.
I had just like one.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. So I was eighth grade and then what?
And then about like, I'd say probably like midway through junior year,
mm-hmm.
I started getting my game up, you know, like I started getting like exposed to that world.
Yes.
And then what do you know? I finally got my first girlfriend.
In junior year of high school?
Junior year of high school. That's how long it took.
Wow. Did you lose your virginity? Junior year. Okay. How old were you? And can you tell us about it?
I want to say I was 16.
Okay, I was 17 when I lost mine.
Yeah. Wait, I could have been 17, actually.
Okay.
I'd have to check.
Around there, roughly.
Around there.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did it go down? Very different for a girl to lose her virginity than for a dude. And to be honest, I don't know who I lost it to, which is really fucked up.
Really?
Not in that way. Like, I know, like, the two guys, but, like, the first
the
time, like...
The two guys?
Not like that. Not like that. Like, no, I hooked up with this dude, and I just don't know if I count it. But, okay, tell us about how you lost your virginity.
Okay. I think it was the night I asked her to be my girlfriend. We went back to her house, you know... At the time, she like usually had this couch that we would sit on in her basement.
Okay.
But she like got like a mattress for some reason.
Damn.
And like, if that didn't send me a goddamn message, like, what the fuck else would you like from me?
So she initiated it.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Yeah. So you weren't even thinking like, oh, it's time to lose my virginity or anything.
No. Uh-uh.
Also.
And by that point, I hadn't done like anything.
Okay.
Like, I think I had fingered a chick like once.
Okay. Got it. Also, let's just point out, like, Lucas and I grew up in Salt Lake City, Utah, where like all of our friends and well, not mine, but a lot of your friends are Mormon and they're not having sex, right?
Oh,
Okay, so this girl like knew what she wanted.
I guess there's
a mattress on the floor.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so you guys get in bed and she starts kind of like maneuvering handsy.
Well, we started watching a movie, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I don't know, it just started with like, she like hopped on top of me. Then, like, the whole grinding thing happened. And then, like, before I fucking knew it.
Okay.
I was just in there.
So, it was, like, dry humping. And then you were, like, just, like, having sex with her.
Yeah, pretty much. There was no, like, oral, like, none of that. No, like, not even, like, a fucking hand job. Because, like, she was a virgin as well.
Oh, she was?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you're making it sound like there's, like, some older, like, chick who, like, knew, like, what she was, like, doing. So you
no,
guys were
I just
both
have that
virgins.
Effect on women.
That their panties drop? Okay. Panty dropper. So, did you use a condom?
No. And it was fucking awful.
I didn't know that story. You never told me that one.
Really?
Mm-mm. So, did you guys have sex after that?
Oh, yeah.
Like, all the time. Like, multiple times.
Well, I think we dated for, like, maybe, like, 3 months or 2 months after that.
Uh-huh.
And, like, once we had sex once, like, it was just, like, fucking every time we hung out.
Okay.
Like, it was just...
I bet.
Yeah, two youngins going right. at it.
Yeah, my virginity story, nowhere near as cute as your story at all. Like, you lost it to another virgin. I think that's so cute. Was she obsessed with you for a while after?
Oh, fucking obsessed.
Because you know that's what they say. If you take a girl's virginity, they end up being obsessed with you.
Yeah, definitely. The stereotype's true.
Really?
Yeah, fuck yeah,
okay.
It is.
Okay, well, ladies, be careful who you gave your virginity up to. I mean, not in my case. Well, I was kind of obsessed with him. The guy I think that took it, but he is no longer straight. So there would never be a chance for us. How long did it take you to tell mom and dad about it? Did you lie to them about it?
I kind of did like the opposite. Do you
really?
Remember when I told you that I lost my virginity? I told you guys that I lost it to this girl when I really didn't.
Oh.
Cause like, you know, I'm like,
you were trying to be
trying
cool.
To like fucking cool.
Oh, yeah. So you lied about it.
Yeah, I lied about it.
So what? You were like going through school, like high-fiving people. Like, yeah, like I fucking lost my virginity, but you didn't?
No, I was kind of a pussy in school, but I would tell you and mom about it.
Okay.
I was like, oh yeah, like I totally like had sex.
And you didn't?
No.
Wow. What a little sneaky bitch.
I was a little fucking liar. I won't lie.
Because what? You were just lying just like for fun?
Just
or
to be
like
cool.
You, just to be cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I can only imagine the amount of lies I've said to seem cool, but losing my virginity, not one of them. I lied to mom and dad about that for at least a full year.
Oh, I'm sure you did because you're a girl and I'm a guy. So it's like the...
Is it different? The double standard?
Definitely.
Well, for girls, they're like, you better like get on birth control.
Right.
You know, because we can get pregnant. But I lied about it for a while.
Did you? You probably had to, huh? They were strict as fuck with you.
They were. But I think mom like walked in on me like not actually having sex, but, like doing something. And then like I couldn't like lie about it. Did mom ever walk in on you being like sneaky? And by sneaky, I mean sexual with someone.
No.
Never?
Dad did though.
Oh, he did? Mm-hmm. Like mid-sex?
Mid-sex.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that was a horrific story. It was like the same girl who I lost my virginity to.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in my bed And luckily, we weren't doing like a fucking pretty obvious like position. Like we weren't fucking like doggy or some right. shit. It was just right. like the basic missionary
that's
under
good.
The blanket. So I was like, fine.
Oh, thank God. I thought you were going to say something crazy. Yeah. What do you do when you open the door? He was just like, oh, shit.
No, he opened the door and like I like flopped down to like try and seem like I was laying on her. And like, I think he kind of fucking bought it actually. And I don't know if I ever told him.
Really?
Yeah, what actually went down.
Damn. I mean, mine was when I got caught. I got caught like actually a few times, but never like mid-sex. Just like we weren't at the sex part, maybe just like a finger or something. And I would just hurry and like pretend it wasn't happening. I have walked in on mom and dad though. Actually, I haven't walked in. I just remember being little and being scared. And I was like, are you guys wrestling? That's fine. We don't need to fucking talk about that. That's fucking disgusting. Was the girl you lost it to older or younger than you?
She was, I think she was a little older than me. Not by much though, maybe like a couple months.
Dude, are you like into older girls or are older girls into you? I think you're always dating girls that are older.
I guess I just like attract like a fucking older female, but also I'm like way into like not even like older chicks. Okay, this might sound a little weird. MILFs.
Okay.
Like my fucking dream is to bag like a fucking 30-year-old.
Dude, I'm pretty sure that's every young dude's dream. Yeah. Is a MILF. Every single dude. I talk to dudes that are even 24, 25 and they're like, dude, the MILF porn, like that's it.
Ooh.
So that's your dream.
But I'm like, I'm into MILFs, but I'm not like on into that porn scene.
Okay.
The MILF porn's kind of like fucking weird as fuck.
I mean, all porn kind of in a way is weird as fuck if you think about it, but do I watch it from time to time? Absolutely. So how old would you go? I mean, yeah, you would like bang a 30-year-old, whatever, but what, like, how old would you date?
Date?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like, I'd say like only like 2 or 3 years older than me. Okay. Once you get past that, I'm sure it gets a little weird.
I was just always the girl who was dating older dudes. Do you consider yourself a slut? Let me ask you that one.
So not like a supporter of the...
Yes, well, obviously.
Of course I'm a slut.
Obviously like, you're a slut.
Yeah.
Oh, but are you like a slut, do you think? A little?
I don't know. Once the liquor gets in me, it's like pretty fucking hard to not be a slut.
Sometimes. Dude, mom is going to hear this and freak the fuck out and be like, why? What is wrong with you guys? Mom, he didn't mean that. When he's 21, he'll drink alcohol. All right, Lucas, I love you so much. I am going to move on to the second best part of this episode. But before we do, Lucas, do you want to plug your shit? Like, where can they find you?
Instagram.
Okay, what's your screen name?
Lucas, L-U-C-A-S dot F-R-A-N-K-L-Y-N, spelled the same way as Franklin by Sophia. One at the end of all that.
The number one.
The number one.
So Lucas, period, Franklin, and the number one.
Yes.
Damn. All right. Well, Lucas, I can't wait to have you back. I love you. Bye.
Thank you.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
SOS, save our sleuths. I'm ready to give my best advice. We are flying solo, ladies and gentlemen. So, I mean, if I say something wrong, there is really no one to blame but me, which is a little bit scary. Okay, starting with kind of my favorite question ever. Hi, Sophia. I need help ASAP. I work at a country club and we have to work every holiday except Thanksgiving and Christmas. They are making it mandatory to work this New Year's Eve party until 3 a.m. What excuse should I use to get out of it? I have used pink eye, throwing up, and being sick before. I work 6 days out of the week and need to black out. What's a believable excuse to come up with this time? XOXO. Oh, baby girl. Oh my God. I remember those days. LOL, like I still don't lie and come up with excuses for people, but I am my own boss, but I will still have to lie to certain individuals. However, I remember working in the service industry and having like those types of hours, it fucking blows. So this is my advice here. As someone who has gone to really just incredible lengths to pull off a fucking excuse, you said that you've used the I've been sick before excuse. That's fine. That excuse never gets old. You just have to amplify it. For example, just a little story time and a little something you maybe didn't know about me. One time I called sick out of work and I hit up every single shady person that I know in my phone book asking if they knew a doctor. I had someone bite. The doctor wrote me a slip for as many days as I wanted, which was really, really sweet of him. However, he decided what was going to be my diagnosis, and this random ass doctor decided that I was going to have MRSA, M-R-S-A. So this dude sends me a doctor's note. I'm not going to like go back to him and be like, excuse me, I know you're like saving lives and have patients. Like, can you just write me a better one? No, I had to deal with the hand that had been dealt to me. So I like quickly Google what the fuck MRSA is. It is a flesh-eating bacteria. When I went into work, my boss is so fucking psycho. She was the nosiest bitch ever, grabs me and she was like, oh my God, Sophia, is everything okay? I saw the doctor's note. That is so insane. Can you tell me what happened? I knew I needed like a fucking backstory. So I told her I cut myself while I was shaving and then it got infected and it turned into MRSA, a flesh-eating bacteria. But because my boss is so fucking nosy, she asks me if she can see it. So then because I'm really good on my feet, I instantly told her that it was actually on my vagina, that I was shaving my bikini line and that's where it happened. And if she was going to ask me to show her, that would be very inappropriate and I would absolutely report her to the higher ups. So as long as you can get a doctor's note, either you ask all your friends if they know of a shady doctor or you fucking post it on your story, hey, I need a doctor's note, or you just show up to the doctor. I mean, I've done that before, which is really fucking sad, but I have. I mean, I've gone to the Instacare knowing damn well I was perfectly fine just so I could get that little slip. As long as you walk into Instacare like the day of New Year's Eve and you're like, no, I have a doctor's note, you're good to go. Or forge one. I mean, girl, they're like the easiest things to forge ever. If you have a doctor's note, it doesn't matter if it's pink eye, throwing up, fucking cancer, fucking a little cold. Like, it doesn't matter what you have. If you have the doctor's note, you can't get in trouble. And absolutely, if you do decide to just like buck it up and go to work, make sure you're getting blackout at work. I mean, at least be sneaking shots or whatever, like, you know, in the kitchen. No doubt about that one. Make it like the funnest experience ever. And you could always just go with a death in the family. People usually won't ask to see a slip for that one. They'll just kind of let it go. And who cares if they, you know, assume you're lying? That's on them. They want to feel that way. Okay. So that's my advice. All right, next. Hey, Sophia, I enjoy the pod and the tips you provide. Enjoy. Can we get like a, I don't know, better fucking verb like love, can't live without, obsessed? Okay. I am a 21-year-old man with a successful business, but I feel I have trouble meeting good, strong, and beautiful women like y'all. What would be your advice on where to meet these women? Thank you for your help and advice from a man looking for the right sleut. Jesus, this dude is 21 with a successful business? Da fuck? Okay, congrats, my man. This is the thing. You can find good, strong, beautiful women anywhere, my friend. You just got to open your eyes a little bit. I mean, you're saying a woman like myself, I can tell you where I was found. I was found on a dating app. And before that, I was found outside of a bar. I mean, you can find me on the fucking side of the road. Let's be honest. I'm wondering if this really comes down to you being a little bit picky. Because, A, you're 21. So, like, what are you actually looking for? Because when I was 21, I was looking for whoever was going to provide me alcohol or sex or drugs or a good time or was kind of attractive. Like, I didn't really have, you know, a list of very high-end qualities that I needed. I mean, what are you looking for? I think that you either need to be less picky or you need to start going after girls that are a little bit older. Good, strong, beautiful women obviously exist at the age of 21, but if you're trying to kind of infer that you want a girl that has their shit together as much as you do at 21, that might be a little bit more difficult. Day older. Lucas would do it. You heard him earlier. And, you know, aside from that, don't put too much pressure on it at your age. You will fucking find her. She is there. You're just a little bit young and don't feel like at 21 you need to find, you know, the woman you're going to spend the rest of your life with or even a girlfriend. She will come, I promise you, and she's going to come when you least expect it. Okay, next. Hey, Sophia, what would you do if one of your friends wouldn't follow you back? I know it's very superficial and I probably shouldn't care, but it bugs me. I have a big friend group and a guy who has like 15K followers wouldn't follow me back. We've only had one or two one-on-one conversations, but as a group, we meet up 24/7 and we all get along. Do you think I should bring it up or just let it go? It bugs me. Okay. Wow. I have, this is a funny question. I have a few things to say about it. Number one is, I get that you hang out in this huge friend group 24/7. I'm a little bit more focused on the fact that you said you've had one or two one-on-one conversations. I want to know what these conversations were. Was it like he said, hey, can you hand me a beer? And you said yes. And he said, oh my God, thank you so much. You're so good at that. Because if that was a conversation, no, I don't think he needs to follow you back. If you've had one or two super deep or intellectual or bonding or just funny conversations that lasted more than 5 minutes, then yeah, I think you could expect a follow back. I also want to know how big the friend group is. I mean, what is it like fucking 20, 30 of you Project X style house parties? There's actually like 100 people and you guys like all kind of hang out in one way or another every once in a while, then no, I don't think that makes it so that he should be following you back. However, this is how I always go about this shit. Because listen, I have hung out with the same people multiple times and have not followed them on social media. Not because I care about how many people I'm following, not because like I look at the fucking ratio or like, no, it has nothing to do with that. I'm not thinking about that, especially when I'm partying. I'm not like, ooh, okay, like, okay, now you just met Sam and you guys did have a conversation. You got to go follow him. And I get it. You went and followed him and you expected a follow back immediately. He probably just didn't notice. He probably like didn't realize it was you. And if he did, that's no big deal. This is how I would handle a situation like this. I actually have blatantly, without hesitation, without any form of embarrassment, like just Donald Trump style, I've asked someone to like follow me or follow me back. I'm just super upfront about it and super confident about it. I'll just say, oh, wait, do you follow me? You don't? Okay, I'm going to unfollow you. I would straight up say that. Obviously say it kind of laughy, kind of flirty, whatever, but just be upfront about it and just say, wait, let me see your phone. I just realized you're not following me. I will go ahead and take care of that for you. I will take that from your hands and I will do it for you manually. Thank you so much. Just be like funny and charming and like confident about it. And he's going to laugh and he's going to follow you right away. I'm sure it's just something he overlooked. If he fucking tries to come back with like a, no, I only follow, you know, a specific number of people or blah, blah, then sweetie pie, it should no longer bug you and you should just feel sad for the man. Okay, next. Hey girl, my friends with benefits only seems to want to have sex with me if I post a new picture or if he finds out I'm seeing someone else. Whenever I try to initiate sex, he always seems not interested. When I have tried talking to him about how it doesn't seem equal, he just said I always text him during a bad time and he's busy. I don't know what to do. Should I cut him or keep him around? He's a solid friends with benefits and doesn't get jealous, etc. Okay. Well, first of all, it sounds like he's not a solid friends with benefits because you can only fuck him on his time. So let's just clear that one up right away. This is a rare breed of man, I have to say, because I have dated dudes that are extremely busy, aka 100 times busier than I am, with maybe like more big boy jobs, I mean, at least in the past, than I do. And they're still gonna fuck me 3 out of the 5 times, you know, that I reach out. Whether they're busy or not, a guy will like fucking, he'll make it happen. He will be like, babe, I'm busy, but I'll be there at 5 a.m. to get my dick sucked. This type of man that you're talking about is a rare breed, I have to say. Any man that doesn't seem interested when you initiate sex is a rare breed. But if he's only down to fuck you once you post a pic or you start seeing someone else, this sounds like 2 things, okay? The first thing, posting a pic and hearing from all the men you've ever met, hearing them all around the world, the men you forgot about, the ones you know about, they all fucking come a running. This is super common. Men have a roster. They forget you exist. I don't care if I sound harsh. It's true. And then bam, it just takes that one picture to be reminded. I mean, to this day, when I post a pic, I'll hear from like some fucking dude from 5 years ago. Plus, men are such fucking visual creatures that memory alone can't cut it. Like, they need to see the face or the body for the light bulb to go off in their head. They're idiots. The second thing and the second vibe that I'm getting is this dude is a controlling, possessive ass bitch. He wants all the pussy, all of it, but he also needs to make sure that the pussy belongs to him and him only. And that is just not the way the world works. So the second he can feel you're moving on, he gets into his little like possessive mode and his little type A personality, very macho, masculine energy type thing. And he's like, oh, like my bitch is not going with another man. Like, let me remind that girl. It's probably also just fun for him. It's a game. He's playing a game. He's seeing, you know, how much he can get from you, how he can control the situation and make sure you don't go with other dudes. It's just a fucking game. And I think you already explained it to him. And if his response was, oh, it was a bad time and I'm so busy, just take note. I want to know how many fucking times you have tried to initiate and he has turned you down. Because if it's more than fucking 3 times, girlfriend, we need to find you a new friends with benefits. They are very, very easy to find. Any dating app, any bar, you will find plenty who will fuck on their time and your time. Great. Okay, next. Sophia, I cheated on my boyfriend and I didn't feel bad about it at all. I had been thinking of cheating on him for a while, but I always thought I would feel guilty after. But no, I feel like a woman now. I still got it. Okay, girl. Anyways, I'm coming to you because I love my boyfriend. I feel so lost and I wish I could just start over. Love you. Okay, girlfriend. So you're kind of sending me mixed signals right now because on the one hand, you don't feel guilty at all. But then on the other hand, you feel really lost and you love him and you wish you could start over. So I don't know exactly what you mean by start over. If you mean like start over as in you never cheated, well, that's not obviously a possibility unless you have a time machine. We can hop in the DeLorean and go back to 19, whatever the fuck. But obviously we can't. So in order to move forward, you just need to accept the fact that you cheated. Don't tell him. I know I get in trouble every time I say that. I just don't think that the person you're in the relationship with needs to know those types of things, especially if it was going to be a one-time thing. However, if you feel lost because you cheated and you don't feel bad about it, so you're kind of fucking confused, you're like, wait, I love my boyfriend, so how is it that I'm capable of cheating on him and like not even feeling bad? That I can understand a little bit more. And I think that relationships and cheating are very, very complex. And I wouldn't feel too hung up on the fact that you cheated. I would think about it more in terms of, well, what do you want to do moving forward? Because if you think that you are going to continuously cheat on this dude, then I think you really need to take a step back and either have a conversation with him about, you know, maybe an open relationship, which I'm assuming he's not going to be down for, or maybe reevaluate the relationship you're in. Like, yeah, maybe you love him, but maybe he's not the right guy for you, right? Because you want to go out and like do these other things. I don't know what the extent of the cheating was. I don't know if it was just sex. I don't know if it was like a full, you know, affair that you had. If it was just sex, then I think you and your boyfriend need to, you know, spice shit up in the bedroom. Maybe try a threesome or something. Or you just really need to figure out if this is the guy for you. And if you decide that the guy you're with is the dude for you, then you got to knock off the cheating because it hurts people and he will eventually find out. And you obviously don't feel too bad about it when you do it. I'm not saying you should. I'm not saying you should feel bad. Okay. Judgment free zone. You guys all know that, but that's probably not going to work out. So get really clear on your relationship with the dude you're with. Why did you cheat? Really think about it and then decide how you want to proceed. But just know, baby girl, it will all work out the way it's supposed to. And I don't judge you for cheating. And I think it's normal to feel lost, though, at this moment in time. And I wish I could tell you to start. You can start over. How about that? You said, I wish I could start over. Right here, right now is the time that you start over as a new person. You can never take back what you did, but that's, you know, you're not going to let that be a ball and chain your entire life. You got to move on. All right, guys. Wow, that was a long-winded answer, but I love you guys so much. My brother is amazing, as you guys saw. There is not going to be an episode next week. However, I am going to be posting up a fucking storm. Maybe I'll go Instagram live. I don't know what I'm going to do because I probably will get to a point where I'm bored as shit and I want to interact with you guys. So definitely check out my social media, Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y, TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, all the things. Fucking Snapchat. I'm about to really dive into that one. And merch. There is so much cute Christmas merch. My mugshot on a mug. My Christmas sweater. Sloot University stuff. Still available. It won't be for that much longer. So go check it out. And with that, I love you guys. Talk soon.